Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are no longer in Baltimore. Sun's trying to come out down here in Ocean City, Maryland. It's all brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. We've been traveling around getting fresh gold watermelon and fresh fruits and coconut water. We're in Ocean City. I had a crab cake a moment ago. And I'm former mayor Jim Mathias is our guest right now. Baltimore guy,
oh yeah,
Howard Hall,
oh yeah,
UMBC,
oh yeah,
all that stuff. I've been all over the state. And so this tour was 30th anniversary. So we're doing 30 crab cakes, 30 days. There's 23 counties and Baltimore. So I'm sprinkling the love. It's my second time in Ocean City. And Lachelle Beasley said that the crab cake at Ocean City Convention Center is going to be great, and we're going to get it to you with Ben Cardin. And Ben was sitting here, and I had a little piece of the crab cake, and then Ben left, and I'm trying to be nice and keep my hands clean. And then I sat and ate the crab cake. My God, it was delicious. It was delicious, Mayor.
Oh, yeah.
What do they do to the crab cakes at the convention center?
They get it right, man. They get it right. That's all I could tell you. And as the mayor, let me say to you, Nestor and Jennifer, welcome to another beautiful day in Ocean City.
Well, it's a little rainy, but we come indoor here. What is this Mako all about? We're down here for the Maryland County's giving. I didn't know about it. Moeller said it's sort of spring break for politicians.
Well, I guess that's one way of looking at it. But we're very fortunate. You look at this facility and how it's grown over the years in Maryland. Association of Counties, Maryland Municipal League, our firefighters, Maryland State Firemen's Association, our teachers, realtors. That's who built this facility. So this week,
and fish.
Well, wait a minute. We're talking organizations that we that supported us up at the legislature, and absolutely, Fish Powell, unbelievable leader as we went forward. Mayor for 11 years, my predecessor. But when you say what's Mako all about, this is where the leaders of our 23 counties in the city of Baltimore come, and they talk about the issues of the day, and they do their planning as they get forward. You have our legislative leaders as well. I had a couple events yesterday. I had one here with Senate President Bill Ferguson, a good Baltimore guy.
I know Billy. I got to find him.
And he's around, and we had a working lunch yesterday here with the regional business leaders, and the mayor was there.
I bet the crab cake was good.
It was great. And we were at the A-Loft. And when I say here, I mean Ocean City, but we were at the A-Loft Hotel for that luncheon. And then during the pandemic, I put together a thing. I'm a big music guy. And
that's up both of us.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I put together a thing called the Zudu Lounge. And about 20 senators and I, my former colleagues, we would about once a month, once every month and a half, we'd do a Zoom thing at night, you know, and have a couple beers. And just we wouldn't get into heavy politics, but we'd talk about what was going on. So I said to my dear friend, Vice Chair Brian Feldman from Montgomery County, Vice Chair of Finance. I said, what do you think about doing a Zudu Lounge Live in Ocean City during Mako? He said, sounds great. So we had our Zudu Lounge Live last night.
And I didn't get invited. I was at Fager's with the heat and the cold sweat horns.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
I had good music up here.
And we had good stories down
me
where we
Batman
were.
Me and Batman were back on a bar, knocking them back, because we're bald. You and Batman are from the same neighborhood.
Well, let me tell you about Batman. You know, he's the nightmare. Not the nightmare.
I officially...
The nightmare.
When I put the picture up...
I made him the nightmare.
You did make him the nightmare.
That's right.
I did not know that.
Once a mayor, always a mayor.
I took a picture with him a couple weeks ago. I put it up. I said, I'm with the After Dark mayor.
That's right. Well, yeah, I won't take credit for that, but you're welcome to it.
Well, I don't come to Ocean City without hanging out with Mike Beatty. I mean, that doesn't happen.
Hey, well, I could go on and on. You want to hear the story that's not really been told much or the one that's been told much?
Is this the one where I had too much to drink at the Big Kahuna on New Year's Eve 1996 back when you were mayor? No,
it has nothing to do with any of that. So I've sing in these bands. And needless to say, folks that owned a prominent restaurant bar here in town, they'll remain nameless. They would always.
Secrets, go ahead.
No, it wasn't secrets. No, it wasn't secrets. So, Layton's, you're off the hook. You know who you are out there. Anyway, they had a big party, and they had this blues band there. It was great. And among the numbers I would do was a Roadhouse Blues by the Doors. So we had, I don't know how many, at least a couple hundred people.
Woke up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I got myself a beer.
Right.
Right. I like it. All right.
We could go through that. So anyway, so I would do that number. And we had the horn section. It was powerful, powerful. So we're going, the party's rolling, man, rolling. And I'm up there, and everybody, if it was anybody, was there. And we're ripping it, you know, Roadhouse Blues. Got myself a beer.
Right.
The future's uncertain and the end is always near. All right. But anyway, next thing I know, I look across and everybody's dancing. The place is going. And I see a friend of mine going like this, you know, like, cut it, cut it. And I'm like, and I was the mayor, you know, and we weren't doing anything wrong. And I couldn't understand. Next thing I know, I saw the brown Stetson hats coming through the state police. And somebody in the neighborhood had called about the party being too loud. So the band went like, ooh. I mean,
see, I don't want to say, but I've been in Ocean City my whole life. There was never a party too loud for Ocean City for me. Well, for me, but I'm young and down in the old school. But I know, you know, I mean, we had our fair share of noise ordinances here.
Rocket 88, Dr. Harmonica, and Rocket 88,
and Tommy Conwell coming down with them.
And so, Dr. Harmonica was wailing on the harp. Rocket 88 was blowing away, and we were killing it. And I mean, and we weren't doing anything wrong. But we always had a group, you may have already mentioned one of their names, that would come into the parties around the holidays and set off fireworks, you know. And we weren't in town. We were out of town. And I guess the statute of limitations is now run.
Okay, so we can talk about it.
So we were out of town, and you know, just right outside of town. And,
Berlin, out
and,
of town.
And no, not that far.
Ocean Pines.
Might be
it.
West Ocean City. Might be West Ocean City.
Fair enough. All right.
Might be West Ocean City. But anyway, so, you know, the fire.
Say you went across the Assawoman Bay. My wife laughs. See, she laughs. You, every time I say Assawoman, pull your mask down. Let him see you laugh. She's
got a beautiful laugh.
Yeah, she laughs. That's all she does is laugh. Every time I say, hey, honey, we're going across the Assawoman Bay. She's like, I used to do that when I was 10.
Those Indians were laughing, too, when they named it. You know what I mean? They left us with a lot, you know, including the good laugh.
Does she laugh when I say chickatink? No, maybe. No, it's not as funny.
Chickatink or chickatinker, that's what they call
it. All I know about chickatink. Because you get mosquito bites.
Hey, well, there's a lot more to know. They got good watermen down there, and I represent
oysters and mosquitoes. That's what
I represented the whole Tri-County area. But anyway, so
back to the story. Rocket 88's wailing.
Everybody close your eyes. The joint's rocking, man. It was Animal House, you know. It was going. Otis Day and the Nights, you know.
I got it.
And I was
you
on
make
it.
Make me want to shout.
I was on it. And I see my friend over there. And it's like the holidays. He's going like this.
So the Stetsons are coming.
And I didn't understand what he was doing. Next thing I know, I saw the state trooper hats coming in. And the whole band, it's like, how do you turn the switch off? He just went,
you bring it down.
Right. It went right down. I took the microphone. I turned it upside down, set it down. Now here's our mutual nightmare at work. He comes up. He goes, Mayor, you want me to get you out of here? And I said, I got a limo outside. And I said, sure.
This seems like a scene in Porky's. Yeah.
next thing I know, he takes me through the bowels of the basement of this nice summer home we were in that was provided for the summer employees at this particular place. And he weaves me in and weaves me out. And the police cars are all outside. I mean, man, you can make a movie like the Blues Brothers. You
what
know?
Year was this?
This was, if I had to say,
last century, so it's off the radar,
no,
right?
No. Well, it was last century. I have to tell you when it was. I think it was, might have been 2001.
All right.
It might have been. We had gone to Estonia that year, but not Batman. I had gone with the host of the party, and anybody who's watching may know who that is. But anyway, and without going on a whole lot more, you know, outside looked like, you know, a crime scene. And all we were doing was having a good time. And Batman opens the door, and he, you know, pushes me into this limousine, and whew, and I'm gone.
I want to ask him about that at The Hobbit later today.
Yeah, ask him. He'll tell you it's all true.
Yeah, absolutely. You're either eating or drinking with Batman. Jim Mathias is here.
Yeah, we're here.
Former mayor, not the first.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be all right.
Let's talk politics for just 1 minute here.
Hey, more minutes. Whatever you want to do.
I'm from Baltimore. You're from Baltimore. We grew up amongst Democrats, right? I mean, like, you know, the state was always.
And I'm still one.
So am I. I had Michael Steele on the other day. We were down in PG County having a crab cake. We were having a crab bomb, at Jerry's Seafood down there. And we were just talking about the difference in red and blue and purple and where the state is. You are a Democratic mayor in Ocean City. Can that ever happen again?
Sure. I mean, well, first of all, let's get into structure and then get into the facts.
Sure.
And let me say about Michael Steele, great guy. I saw him yesterday, number one. And number two.
Well, I had the current mayor on a couple weeks ago down at Harris.
Yeah, I looked
sure,
at it.
Sure, okay.
I wanted to figure out who you were, man. You know?
Right,
I mean,
yeah,
I know you've been doing it for
saw
30 years.
Hair,
got
saw
the long hair,
hair
and everything.
Yeah,
you're my kind of
new.
Guy.
This was Shia short hair.
Yeah, that's okay. I had long hair back in the day, but I'm happy.
I'm glad I got hair. I'm glad you think I'm still back in the day.
Hey, look, man, you know, you got your thing going on here and all that.
Every time I cross the Assawoman bay, and I feel young again.
Oh,
you know, I feel 18 again. I told my wife,
hey, Jennifer,
summer 88. Summer 88, I was 19 years old, and Mike Faribault rented me his place. I can see it from here. 39th Street, the Convention Center Villas, right at the front door here. We had the first unit. Police did not come. It wasn't like one of your parties, okay? It wasn't that good.
We had a good one, and nobody did anything wrong, and that wasn't the only good one I ever had. Had the Nighthawks.
But let's I love the Nighthawks. Let's talk about politics in this part
I'm
of
in.
The world.
I'm
a lot
in.
Of Trump flags, a lot of I saw Confederate flags. What's going on this side of the world? Because you've lived here for 40 years.
50.
50. A lot of changes down here.
Yes. If you want to talk about the political transition, we can talk about that.
Please do.
Local politics is quote-unquote nonpartisan, if there is such a thing. Bipartisan and nonpartisan might be a misnomer, but nonetheless, the local offices, you don't run by party. I got elected twice to the city council, 5 times as mayor, and people didn't know what my party was. I vetoed 2 budgets. I was on the police commission, firefighter, business guy, had numerous businesses.
Well, it's either a good idea or it's not a good idea, right?
But that's what it was about. Now, largely it's still that way here. I'm not sure it's still that way
in America,
places.
Right, yeah.
Clearly, and I'm not going to opine on that unless you ask, because I do have an opinion. But so when I was here, I got along fabulously with people. When our delegate died suddenly, Bennett Bosman, he had 6 months left on his term. I was very close with the late Speaker Mike Bush, and for a variety of reasons, he asked if I would assume that last 6 months run, with the caveat that I, run. And my colleague in a 2-member district was the former Appropriations Chair Norm Conway. He lived in Wicomico, but the largesse of the votes were in Worcester, and he always had a good Worcester partner. And I went ahead and resigned in June of 06, and we went and won, and Norm won. And we did a lot of great things, if you want to hear about some of them. But nonetheless, when I resigned, and this is true, I wasn't Jim Mathias anymore. I was Jim Mathias with the D behind my name. And believe it or not, even then, that had consequences. And some of the people that I worked the hardest for, I'm not going to say they stopped returning my calls.
But things changed here.
Dramatic. Well, they changed when my party affiliation was enunciated. When I did my 4 years and did a lot of very good things, without getting into it, unless you want me to. In 2010, when our senator for 20 years, who was a Republican, decided to retire, I did the diligence and ran the race. And the D had more of a adverse consequence. I won that first race by 640 votes. So, unfortunately, the negativity, it wasn't what it is today.
Well, we're kind of fighting with each other, right? I mean, as a society,
sure.
And I think that to some point you get things done, bipartisan, right?
Right.
But then when it becomes like this, nothing really gets done for people.
Well, let me ask you a rational question. My late wife's mother was the last adult diagnosed polio patient in the state of Maryland.
Wow.
Okay, in the early 60s, okay? Now, can you even imagine a scenario where people would have stood up and argued with the doctors or the scientists about the vaccine?
Well, my parents would roll over knowing what's happened in this country the last 12 months. I
mean, could you even imagine, look, I respect our citizenry, but could you imagine having that tense argument like we have today? No masking, no vaxxing. I mean,
Well, you're old enough to know better. You're old enough to know people with polio. Luckily, my wife and I were born in the late 60s. Like, we know people with polio, but polio is not a thing in the 80s and 90s in this country.
So the ideology, unfortunately, in my opinion, okay, and I'm not going to put the label on the R's or the D's or the blues or the reds or the independents, but the ideology, sadly, in many ways, has transcended the fact-based science of everything that we're doing. Now, who in the world, when you look at these bridges and roads around our country, the amount of money we put in the wars, that's a hot topic right now, Afghanistan, how we're getting out of there, what was left behind.
Just talked to Senator Cardin about it,
the blood and treasure and all that. Who would take argument with investing money in our country for the means that we have to have. Ward Eisenhower, not Ward, he was my political science, but Dwight D. Eisenhower to build the interstate highway system in our country, you know, as a result of the wars and what he learned and how to move logistically and to transport goods. I mean, my gosh, if we were embroiled in this polarization then,
nothing would have gotten done in the 50s in this country.
And that's when, you know, we were emerging. We were post-war and all, and we were building what we were. That was a more modern industrial revolution.
That's when all the good things that we enjoy in this
internet,
country right now.
Right. The space. How many projects you think came out of space? You know, the cell phones and all the communications and all the stuff that we have that came from space and NASA that we enjoy today. Imagine if we had just been like this, and I'll bring it home, and then we'll go where you want to go. This beach replenishment out here, it's a 50-year contract, okay, that was signed like in the late 80s, 88 or 89. It's 30 years plus old now. And I've suggested to the mayor, it's 50 years. It's 30 plus years old. I've suggested now is high time, given the polarization, beyond high time, that we set the track to renew that. Could you imagine going to Washington today, the federal government, the state government, the county government and the local government, all four tiers, contribute money to rebuild that beach here in Ocean City, to take it eastward by how many hundreds of yards and to build up the floor of the ocean. Every single storm, that beach replenishment program, that seawall downtown, has averted over $100 million in damage. When they built it, they knew that when the storm came, the storm was going to erode the beach and take it out. And we were going to have to pump it back with public money. Now, could you imagine? And we had naysayers then, but could you imagine going over and getting that deal done today?
Well, I mean, I've heard about the wind turbines, 12 miles out. You can't even see them, right? Like things we could be doing. And Jim Mathias is here, former mayor of Ocean City, Baltimore Positive. We had a crab cake. We're at the convention center in Mako.
And Jennifer's here.
And Jennifer's here. And Ben Cardin's speaking. I'm only going to hold you 5 more minutes.
Right,
but I want to ask you this. You mentioned going to Annapolis, and you said the legislature. And it's interesting. In Baltimore, we think down in Annapolis. It's just right down 97. Over here, I mean, you know, William Donald Schaefer called this.
No, he didn't.
But that perception that Ocean City has to come all the way to Annapolis to get people to understand the issues going on down here, that it is a different kind of fight over 50 years that you've had here to go to Annapolis and say, let's make Ocean City better. People in Baltimore are like, let's make Pratt Street better. You know, right. Everybody has their fight for the money. But I know one thing. When we get in the car, we come down here, we want fish. We want beach. We want it to be clean. We want great crab cakes. We want strong businesses. We want all of that. But then there's people like Ben Cardin trying to just fight to get workers down here right now, right?
Well, yes. So the point is, you know, one Maryland, and it sounds trite, but it's true.
One Maryland.
One Maryland. It is the dividend. When Baltimore succeeds, Ocean City succeeds. That was my credo. When I went there, it was my credo. When I built strong relationships with late Mike Bush and now Adrian Jones, I'm having an event for her today at 4 o'clock.
You've had Adrian on the show many times.
Excellent. I had an event yesterday with
no nonsense.
Bill.
People ask me about Adrian. She's not going to stand for nonsense.
She's not.
That's why I like her as a politician.
And Mike Miller was my dearest friend. Okay, and my late wife said, I don't know about you and Mike Miller. She said,
well, Mike Miller and Mike Bush leave this incredible legacy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And but, everyone's talked about that vacuum, right?
Well, it's a legacy change. I wouldn't call it a vacuum. Look, both Adrian...
It's a lot of experience.
Yeah, right. You know the old saying, you know, you got big shoes to fill.
Sure.
Well, guess what? Both Adrian, Speaker Jones, and Senate President Ferguson have big shoes, but they have the ability to fill big shoes. And I'm working with them to help them fill those big shoes. Now, when you talk about the transition from D to R here, and when we only have one Democrat elected in the state legislature from the Eastern Shore now, and that's Cherie Sample Hughes, Speaker Pro Tem. And we want to go there with convention center expansion and Route 90 bridge dualization and those kind of things. We're working with a majority Democratic legislature, and the governor puts those projects in the budget. So we have to make sure our politics are in tune correctly. And all I can say is, every person I've ever met, whether it's in the federal government, modestly, and I've worked with many, or the state government or the local governments, they love Ocean City. because there's an absolute lot here to love. And I'm not talking about the beach and the ocean and the bay and the fish and the, all that. I'm talking about the memories that families make here every day.
10 miles of memories.
That's right. And generations.
I wear my wife out with this. My wife's from New Hampshire. She went, you know, she had a seacoast down there. I said, man, the memories I had of staying on 28th Street back when I was a kid. My uncle ran the bonfire back in the late 70s. Okay. And Ashley Harrison said to me, that's my family's place. I said, my uncle worked for your family. How crazy is that back in the 70s? And they come in here in the 80s and all the I did a lot of senior weeks here.
You just kept coming back because you didn't graduate or just because?
Well, there were girls and there was beach. And there were memories. Memories. Yeah. All these memories you made. I love coming here. Give me the future Ocean City, because you've seen, as you said, 33rd. Ben Cardin said 33rd Street. Everything above that was a sand dune.
Right, and the mayor said the same thing, and I could give you the same story, but I won't. You're asking me for the future. I think we're poised for a bright future here. I have to make sure that, you know, or I encourage the mayor and council and the county commissioners to be integrated with the policymakers in both the state and federal government so that we can accomplish what we need here.
Get workers here.
A variety of things, okay? And, you know, so I'm being very polite. But I could tell you, so we have to be integrated. So the future, I think we're poised for a bright future. Societally, the changes that have happened in our world, in our country, they can make things challenging at times. We won't cite it. You know what I'm referring to. But I addressed it.
I watched Trump run the country for 4 years.
Well, I'm not even talking about that person. I'm not even talking about that person. I'm talking about here. You know, all politics is local as...
Well, the ideology of what goes on here on television back in Baltimore versus what the reality. My wife and I walked through the beach we walked a mile and a half last night. It's just a great place to come, and it's so close to home.
Well, I'm a downtown guy. I live right at 15th Street in the Bay. I'm very fortunate. My late wife and I raised our children here. My daughter is in Berlin with her two children, my grandchildren. My son is in Baltimore. He's about 75% done the MD, PhD, University of Maryland.
Why did you leave Baltimore, come down here? What was it?
Well, my father's business, the pinball machine business. We have 5 arcades in Baltimore City and a couple pool halls on the second floor. And, you know, back in the day, long before Pac-Man, there was only a few places where arcades were. We had the arcade at Greyhound Bus Terminal when it was on Howard and
I remember
Center.
That.
Well, we had the big arcade across in the Baltimore Civic Center when the Beatles played and James Brown played. We had an arcade right next to Webster's Close, which is 2 North Howard, right on, you know, when all the grand department stores and all that were there. We had 5 places. There was only a handful of individuals who were in that business. And one of the gentlemen had the Bally, that's a name in that world,
sure.
Had the Bally distributorship in the greater, in the greater Baltimore area, had an arcade on the boardwalk. And Dad had befriended a guy who was in seasonal business, and Dad said, we're going to Ocean City.
Did they have skee ball then or no?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
All right.
They had skee ball. I think the prehistoric people were playing skee ball.
See, you start talking
down, you know?
Pac-Man with me or like Donkey Kong, you know. Those are my games in the late 80s.
Hey, look, man, I had them all, man.
Asteroids, little Galaga, all that, right?
I had them all. And,
pew, 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 little sounds, you know.
And so you asked what brought me here. So Dad bought an
arcade. You were in amusement business.
Yeah, right. And there was only a handful. We had the arcade at Washington National Airport, you know, where they were transients.
Sure.
The military people were coming and going. We had the photo machine, you know, the pictures on a strip for a quarter. And, you know, the guys, you know, back
three
then.
Three pictures, black and white.
And
you know,
they had their uniform. Yeah, but the military persons were going off, you know. They would take the pictures to send to their mother, you know.
Oh, right. They had the 60s and 70s here. Okay.
50s. And so at any event, that's what brought us here. Unfortunately, it has a sad tale to it, and no sooner the deal blew on the boardwalk at 9th Street. Dad was strong-willed, and he bought his own place a block off, and we built the building, and we opened up in March of 73, and sadly, Dad died suddenly. He was 47, and I was 22, and in order to attract attention, I had the first-ever Guinness World Book Pinball Marathon. We set the record twice in 75 and 76, and I've been respectfully a promoter ever since. So that's what brought me here. Why did I go into politics, if that's the next question? Because I would go with Dad. You know, the business we were in, we needed the political support for the zoning and the licensing and everything, and I would go with Dad in the car, and he would go into City Hall, wherever he went, and I watched how it worked. And I wanted to make sure, and I'll end it here, that my father's trip here was not in vain. Mom was 44. She just passed a few years ago. And she gave me her consent. I have a younger brother, Jeff, who's still here today in business, and my sister, Holly. And Mom gave us her consent to continue with the statement that we're not borrowing any money. I'm not signing any notes. If you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't. And I'm happy to say modestly, folks, that we made it. And we're still here. And so that's what brought us here. That's how I saw the value of politics and community, working with community. I was a Baltimore guy.
That's how stuff gets done.
Exactly. And that's how stuff still gets done. And there's only, you know, respectfully, 24 hours a day and 365 days in a year. And if people that think that they want to make a difference take that time to fight and be polar and to be standoffish and to try and find the fly poop in the pepper, if that's what you're going to do, that's what you're going to get. Nothing. But if you want to collaborate like our predecessors have over the years and build great things and have all kind of technology emanate from the projects that we built, science, and then the week that you get, or the 10 days that you get, or the weekend or the day that you get to come to the beach, or if you're able to achieve...
That there's sand on the beach.
Right.
And a bridge to get here.
Right.
And a clean hotel to stay in.
And if you...
That you can afford.
Conjure up those memories of when you were here, and you are able to afford it, you're able to buy a second home here and enjoy it.
Or buy it and then invite me down to sleep in it.
Yeah, that works. You can come.
I like that better. That's a better idea.
You're welcome to my home. You and Jennifer both, you know. But what I'm saying is, so that's how I got here, respectfully. That's who I am. And with the blessing and consent of Mom, allowed us to stay here. With the blessing and consent of the people of Ocean City, they allow me the privilege to be their county, their city council member and their mayor and their delegate and their state senator. And all I have to say is when a glint in my eye, and now I'm the director of government relations at University of Maryland, Eastern Shore, and HBCU.
I said Clarence Clemens went there.
Yeah, that's
all I need to know.
That's right, man.
If it's good enough for Clarence, it's good enough for me.
And that's all I can tell you. God bless Bruce Springsteen. I'm a big fan.
Well, next time we get together, we're going to play tennis on the Spiro Agnew courts.
I'll do whatever you want to do. Within reason. Within reason.
Jim Mathias, former mayor here. I'm sorry we ate the crab cakes, but you know how good they are here at the convention center.
I know. You're entitled. You look like you're hungry. You know what I mean? You got my share.
I've had crab cakes with the Harrison family down at the Harrison's Harbor Watch and Mayor Meehan. And I had crab cakes at Blue with the Tostig family here, former Embers. And then we're going
with
to the
mayor.
Hobbit.
You had the crab cake with the mayor?
I had the crab cake with Ben Carter. Pardon?
Yeah,
absolutely. So we're going to be at The Hobbit later today.
Mm-hmm.
True Blue Maryland Crab Meat. So and we might even stop at Crab's to go over in Berlin, other side of the bridge. Give them some love.
Well, all I can tell you is I've enjoyed every minute
of it. Thank you so much,
Nestor. And let's do this again. And it was a privilege. Lachelle, thank you. Shout out to Lachelle.
I'm going
to
zoom you in from Ocean City because you bring some upbeat. Marlon Moon also is sponsoring.
Oh, Gary.
Well, let me say this. I'm going to visit with them. Restaurant Week is happening across the state next month, third week of September, and they're sponsoring us, the Restaurant Association of Maryland. RAM, they're here at Mako. I saw them inside, so I'm going to go say hello to them. And restaurants are important. I mean, nothing more I can say about that. So we get crab cakes.
Well, let me say this. So remember the guy, remember the beginning of the story?
At the party, the Porky's party in West Ocean City, that may or may not have happened with Batman.
The person that was doing this, I'll give you two words, Gary Beach.
There you go. All right.
And you know who he is.
I know now.
He's a Baltimore boy.
Calvert Hall, Baltimore, Dundalk, down here in Ocean City. We're at Mako. We're at the Ocean City Convention Center. We're eating crab cakes. The crab cake tour is on all over Maryland. We're headed to Western Maryland next week. We'll be back in Baltimore next week. Tom Perez and I are going to see Shohei Ohtani play for the Anaheim Angels on Tuesday night at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. I'm Nestor. He's former Mayor Mathias. First time, but not last time. We are WNSD AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.